There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Life is full of awesome what ifs, and some not so much, like unexpected medical costs. That's why United Healthcare provides Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans to supplement your primary plan and help manage out of pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Okay, can I just say, this was the best episode of Below Deck that I've seen in almost a year and a half.
It really was. It really was. It was a very good episode.
Better than all of last season of Below Deck. Better than most of Below Deck Med.
I'm going to go on record and say better than all of Below Deck Med. Even crazy Lexi Satan, she was entertaining, but everybody else was just kind of normal. I don't know where they found these people.
No, this is mostly what the show's like. This is mostly what old Below Deck was like. Fun people.
Somebody throwing up the first night. Y'all, Tom is poodle. Because when
I'll let you tell the story.
When Poodle and I, y'all, this is reality games.
This is reality games. This is Below Deck Sailing Yacht, BDSM. I mean, BDSY.
No, that's what you're doing tonight, which is why.
BDSMY.
Yes, which is why the Poodle was yelling at me to start earlier, and he didn't know what to start with.
I got
to
go get my gimp mask on.
Because he's got a pup mask tonight, and he needs to get laid. See, y'all, he says he's busy. I know the difference when he actually has stuff to do and when he actually is having a date tonight.
No, I just want to get up. I just want to get off the phone with you.
So you're not having a date tonight?
No, I just need to do my own stuff.
See, this is what happens when
stuff
Poodle
to do.
Yeah, when you have a vacation from me, sorry, my dad died and I gave you all this time off. And now you have to put up
Trust
with me again.
Trust me, it was not time off. I was handling all of our stuff here. Trust me. It was not time off.
But no, this, so y'all, if you're listening, that I was kind of thinking, I told Poodle, I said, Below Deck needs to shape up or it's shipping out and we're not going to cover the show anymore. I think it might have.
That was a good pun. That was very appropriate.
I think
ship up or ship out.
Yes, I think it is played its hand, and I think Poodle was when we taught at a summer camp in Massachusetts years ago. Y'all, imagine me and our this is our friend. Her name was Ricky. She doesn't talk to us anymore now because she's likes Rick Santorum and all that shit. But she. That's true.
She recruited both of us. She recruited me.
She recruited me.
You.
And you were this. Her and I had already been there a year. So we were coming back our second year.
Vouching for me.
Telling everyone, hey, our friend Jake, she was the head of the motherfucking voice department. She's like, our friend Jake, he's great. Our friend Jake. We go out the first night and Poodle pulls a Tom and just gets.
I did. I got blasted. I threw up on a doorknob.
No, not only did he throw up on a doorknob. I heard him. We are all sleeping in this annex and there's this long hallway. And I hear someone get up and kind of mumble and go, oh God. And then he doesn't make it to the bathroom and he completely throws up on someone's door. And you're like, boom, splash. I'm laying in bed going, I'm not getting up. I'm not getting up. I'm not getting up. I'm not getting up.
Later on, someone said, yeah, I picked up my door and you said, did I wake you?
Yes, it was Joy, the Italian woman, because I hear her say, what is going on? And you're like, I hear him say, oh, did I wake you? I'm so sorry. And then not only did Jake throw up, but Jake didn't know the person who ran the entire camp
was underneath,
who was a raging psychopath, was underneath there. And she's like, so I heard someone vomit last night. And she asked, and Jake was completely called out.
Like the next day, they had to talk to me if I was They had to do a Glenn to Tom.
So when he was on that top bunk and telling the captain, I feel sick, and having to crawl on the captain's bed to get to the bathroom, I went, oh, I know this bitch.
Triggered. I was triggered completely. Y'all come at me if the first night of orientation you've been that girl.
Yeah, just you, show your ass.
Number, the first night, you haven't even started, and you basically show up and say, P.S. I'm messy.
P.S. I'm a hot mess. That's poodle.
That's me.
You could put that in the little poodle book.
Yeah. I'll show up and I'll show up just before you even know me. I'm going to make you think I'm a gross mess. But no, I really enjoyed this episode. This is called Tomfoolery.
Tomfoolery. Because Tom, yes.
Quick before we start, you guys.
Oh, yeah.
We have a live show in Los Angeles on Sunday. This should go out today, I believe.
Yeah.
It should.
Yeah, this is going out today. It's this in our class list. And yes, we have a live show in LA. So I mentioned, you didn't know this. Yeah, I put in a blurb in our last 90 Day Fiancé show because we forgot to do it. So I just did it myself. But we will be talking about, if you're coming to the Sunday show, watch 90 Day Fiancé on Sunday on Discovery Plus, because we are going to be talking about that episode.
And yes. I put it on all of our Instagram stuff. So
yeah, so I think everybody
are aware.
Yeah, they're aware.
If they're not, there will be like that chick who at the last LA show on a Sunday night when we said we're talking about this episode of Discovery Plus. Oh,
she said, I think I said, did anybody not watch? And she said, I didn't. And I was like, I can't help you, honey. So
not much happens.
No, Katie and Kimberly from
Kimberly, not from 90 Day. One we would actually like to know.
From Date with Dateline are going to be joining us. So yeah, we're excited about that. So we're going to be doing some special things for that.
It's going to be really fun. We're already working on things we're doing together. I've enjoyed going back and forth with them about it.
Yes. And Poodle and I were just planning on, we're buying flights and everything for Portland and Seattle on March 11th and March 12th. Hey, we're going to post this on Instagram, but Philadelphia, low ticket warning. Whoop, whoop, whoop.
Yeah. Philly flyers really want to see us.
I think we have only 15 tickets left for that. It was like 10 or 15. Not a lot of tickets left for the Philadelphia show. And for Los Angeles, there are tickets available. And some of you asked if you could upgrade to VIP. There are still VIP tickets available for that.
Last time, because there must have been some cancellations, because as of 2 weeks ago, there weren't any.
Oh, there weren't any. So it could have. I looked like 3 days ago, there was two. So they could have been bought again.
Okay.
I don't know. Good luck. So I think that's it. Anything else, Poods?
Not on this show.
Wow.
Wow. I just want to say again, fantastic to see. I'm happy. I haven't watched a ton of this. I haven't watched any of season one. I actually tried to watch season one when it first came out and I hated it. So I stopped watching it. But then everyone said, you must watch season two. It's a completely different ride. You'll love it. And they were right. I've seen two or three episodes of season two. We have three returning people, three veterans, and they were actually the people I liked most.
Oh, good.
Which is nice. We have returners, of course, Captain Glenn, who is just like low key regular. He's kind of like if your boss was also your uncle, you know, not your dad, but he's your good natured uncle who still wants the best for you.
See, he reminded me of.
Please don't be an Oklahoma person. Please don't be an Oklahoma person.
No, it's not an Oklahoma person at all. It's actually a coach that I knew from Medill. But he ended up coming to Oklahoma. Because y'all, we had Coach Fulks, and he was terrible, and he was really mean and kind of maniacal. But he reminded me of Coach Warner. And Coach Warner, he was kind of like that coach that he was the one coach in Southern Oklahoma, or at least I ever had, that didn't care about winning and actually wanted people to have a good time, and he was kind of like, fuck it. You never have that with a coach in the South.
No, I've never experienced that.
So Captain Glenn reminds me of Coach Warner. I think a lot too, because Coach Warner didn't have one eye, so he got made fun of a lot, but he was a good coach. We never asked why. We think it was a Vietnam War thing, but that's just what we had made up.
Did he wear a patch or a glass eye, a la Sandy Duncan?
He wore a patch. He wore or he wore sunglasses a lot too, because he said the patch would give him a headache. And sometimes if we like this, I was very young.
You'd get used to it by then.
Well, but if we did the plays right, this was basketball. When I played basketball as a kid, I was just a fat kid in a basketball suit that was too tight.
That's
for me.
An image.
I know. And so we were running around. But if we did the drills right, he would open his flap and we could see in his eye.
That's, you know what this reminds me of? When you shot the werewolf in the eye. That's how you get him.
Gary Busey.
Y'all, that's you see.
We got a Gary Busey lookalike on Love is Blind, which the finale comes out tomorrow.
And you'll hear me doing weird Gary Busey.
Weird Gary Busey. So I think this is my take. I think one reason why this season seems like it's good is because, y'all, leadership, aka messiness, starts at the top. And Gary and Daisy both seem very nice, but they also seem like big whores like we are.
Daisy, not as much. Here's the thing.
I mean that in a positive way, y'all. Yeah. We love whores. I'm a whore. Poodle's a whore.
But here's the thing. Both Gary, actually, I've watched tons of this, so maybe there's some other stuff I saw. I've only seen a couple episodes of season two. We will go back and watch them, you guys. But Gary is super messy and like looks like he probably smells and a little dirty and is just – but. Yeah. He actually knows what he's doing, and he helps people. He's by no means just all talk.
He's just a party guy, though,
he's
too.
He's fun to watch, though. He's just really funny.
He's one of those guys who is going to be – he's way too tan now, and now it looks good on him. But in, like, 10 years, he's going to look old.
He's going to look like a saddlebag.
Yeah.
Daisy had run into a little bit of in season two of, well, they had like chefs from hell in season two. It was, they had fucking Adam and the one who didn't work out before that. They did not have good luck, and she's just not used to that. And she's very professional. She holds them to a very high standard, and she's fun because she's Irish.
Which means she drinks a lot.
She drinks. The girl likes to have fun. But so she can also have fun. And then I love Colin. I like Colin. Colin is kind of like the responsible adult on the boat.
We don't get an engineer, too. This is my first. I haven't had a below deck where an engineer has been a cast member.
It's only on Sailing Yacht.
Okay. So it's only on Sailing Yacht. I'm also interested in just, you might not care, but I just love the intricacies and the differences of what they have to do in sailing. And I also love that people are falling all the time.
Oh, yeah. It's breathtaking when they're out on the water.
Y'all, I've been sailing. I went sailing with my cousin who lives in Riverside. This was years ago when I was like 15 years old. And we went sailing in like the Catalina Bay or wherever it is, by Catalina, because they lived in California. And it's scary if you're not used to sailing.
Yeah, you'll kind of like go almost under the water. It's so exciting, though, when you're doing it.
Now I would know and be prepared, but it's freaky because when you go turn to the side, like the end of the boat is almost under the water.
But you're not – you don't like being close to ocean water either. You get kind of freaked out.
I don't love it. But I'll do it. I don't freak out. I'll do it. So anyway, I'm excited for that. Can we talk about the new people, or particularly, can we talk about one new person in particular?
Yes, sure.
Chef Marcos, everyone.
Oh, holy fuck.
Now, I know everybody's going to say Tom is the hottest
guy. No, fuck that. Give me Marcos.
Y'all, Marcos would like fuck you and then put like honey in his fingers and like put it in your mouth while he's fucking you. And you would go like, yeah.
I have my own personal like water for chocolate, and he's just like feeding me like mole, and I'm just going, and guitar music be playing in the background.
Wow, that was
really. That he just feed me canapes in bed, and I'd just be covered in aioli.
He runs a food truck in L.A.
We need to stalk his food truck.
We need to stalk his food truck. Y'all, This guy is fucking hot.
Venezuelan, Italian. Ooh. I can already tell you he got a thick dick.
It's a thick dick.
T-H-I-C-C.
Yeah, he does. Thick dick. So,
thick dick.
So that's Marcos. He's a chef. There's Gabriella. She's a stew. She's nice.
And Ashley. And they're both green. They're both pretty green. That's why I'm a little worried that Daisy is going to have her work cut out for her.
Although, we'll talk about it later, but I really like Gabriella because she's got the way she handled herself.
She stood up for herself with that fucking creeper at the end.
Yeah, I like her a lot. So Ashley is just, again, it's kind of hard.
She's thirsty as shit, man. Well, ugh.
Yeah, I mean, but...
No, she wants to be on TV. This is someone who wants to be on TV.
We're going to talk about Ashley, though, later, because she did have a poodle when poodle was in his 20s moment.
Even I, you know what? No, I would have done this.
That whole thing, she's like, it's just one kiss. Just one. You have literally used that line on people.
Maybe. Yeah, but I can look back now and say I was thirsty as the Mojave.
Yeah.
So I get it. So there's also on that's both interiors. And then there's Tom, the young boy from the north of England. From the north.
His name is Tom.
And he's perfectly blonde and looks like he should be out herding sheep.
He does.
He's got one of those Game of Thrones accents because they all sound like they're from the north of England.
Yeah, and he looks like Game of Thrones. Like, yeah, that's what, yeah.
And we also have
Kelsey,
who's American. And I don't know if you guys remember the Below Deck season. She looks like Aisha to me. If you remember Aisha, who's on Below Deck Down Under
with the hottest captain in the world.
He is.
He is hot.
By the way, that brings up a good point, y'all. We might do it as a bi-curious now, but probably.
It's possible.
Time-wise, it's only on
Peacock.
It's only on Peacock Network. It's streaming. So we're not going to be covering that right now. We might go back and do it.
It's just too much.
You know what they're doing a lot? At least they're doing this on TLC. I wouldn't be surprised. They'll put it on streaming first, and then they'll put it
on Bravo later.
Like when they have a break. So that's probably when we'll do it is when it's on Bravo proper.
That is what streaming, the networks that have popped this, you know, TLC has done that with.
And they're doing that Pig Royalty. Royalties on the network.
It's on Animal Planet now.
Y'all, if you don't have Discovery Plus, you fucking record Pig Royalty on your TiVo.
Oh my God. It is so fucking good. It was my favorite show of 2021. My favorite reality show.
It's great. Yeah. Agreed. Actually, my favorite too. Yeah.
Has there been my favorite Nugget? And then Michelle Bolero. And one of the best reality villains. And the Rins! Oh, my God. I love them.
I think it's Reen.
Reen. Rins. I think Reens.
It should be pronounced Rin, but where I'm from, y'all say Reen.
Well, it actually should be Reen because it comes from German. Yeah. So it should be Reen in German.
There you go.
No one needed to know that.
No one needed to know that.
Here's another fact that you didn't ask for, because I'm going to tell you something.
They're doing a GoFundMe, aren't they?
I gave them some money. I think I gave some money from us.
Oh, good. Because I would do that.
They were trying to get Manu to have his second summer. Because he's not an exchange student anymore, they were going to turn up to bring him over for his second summer of pig showing.
Oh, I hope they do that.
I really wanted because he was such a good kid, and they really just wanted them, and they missed him terribly.
They did. You know, while we're doing this, is a little bit. I think that's everybody, right? Did we talk about everybody on the boat?
That's it. Of the crew.
Great. I also want to remind people, we're going to put this on our Instagram, but I promise this casting, y'all, Big Brother is casting again. And I'm saying that because I'm trying to get Poodle to do it. Have you done it yet?
No, I haven't. I'm going to do it tomorrow, I promise. I'll make you do
it on the plane to Portland.
Okay. All right.
Y'all, other people can apply too. We'll post something on our Instagram and Twitter, but now's the time to apply. Maybe you'll be in the house with Poods.
Maybe you'll be in there with me, and I'll destroy you. Let me tell you, y'all, I'm what they would call a somewhat competitive person.
You are.
I don't like to lose. I'm also good at in a way of making people think I'm non-threatening who don't know me.
You are.
And then I kind of get in your bloodstream, and then I turn people against people, which you is do. Great for Big Brother.
It's true. Yeah. I'll put the link to that in the show notes, y'all, of the guy's Instagram that you can apply and do that. And I don't really know him that well. He just asked, and I think he asked because I always said Jake needs to be on this show. So I guess I need to tell them.
My only thing makes me reticent is being in the same place with 3 months with the same people for 3 months.
That's what makes me happy.
And I can't fuck any of them.
Exactly. I'm just going to.
Oh, you'd be happy because I'd be away for 3 months. Yes, who would be on the show?
Oh, I would get so. I would totally rebrand the show and do an entire. It would become just a totally just like touchy feel good self help show, and you would hate it.
It would become a show that had no structure at all.
We would just talk about whatever. We talk about the show for 3 minutes, and then yes,
y'all, you would miss me. You would miss me desperately after 1 week. I promise you, it would be actual chaos.
Oh God, maybe you could sneak and do the podcast. No, you couldn't. You get kicked off.
Yeah, I'd get kicked off. You can't have any contact with the outside world. I don't know. I'll still apply. I feel like if I get in there, it could only help the podcast. So
yeah, sure.
But
again, I want you to be the more famous one. I want you to be so famous and help our show.
I don't want to be famous.
And I just want to like do whatever I want.
Oh, great. So you want me to handle all the
because you'll get messy.
I will get messy.
Anyway, all right. Sorry, y'all. I haven't seen Poodle in a while.
I just want to say, I know we haven't. I want to just say one thing about, we're talking about Big Brother. The Celebrity Big Brother ended last night, and Misha Todd won. And if you've been watching, you know what a complete and utter just spectacle Todrick Hall made of himself on that show and his gameplay. And he's canceled all his public appearances today.
Oh, really?
Because he came in second. Was bad. They and you should, when I didn't watch the whole thing, but I watched him telling you that all the cast guys were like, the way you behaved on the show is not the way I want to teach my kids to behave. It was brutal, but he was terrible on the show. He was absolutely diabolical.
Who's Misha Todd?
I think she's a wrestling person. Am I wrong?
I don't know. Good for her. All right, sorry. Back to the show. We'll talk to the show now, y'all. Sorry. So the way we do Below Deck, y'all, is that
mixed martial artist. Sorry.
We have teabags, so we don't go through the show chronologically. This could always change if the show gets really good. We honestly did this because there wasn't that much in these episodes because they were boring. So, but this was a lot.
I think we started doing them because there's not a ton of. There's not a ton of chronological stuff to say. Otherwise, it feels like we're just narrating.
Yeah.
And you guys, and I think it's great when recaps do that. That's not for us. We don't do that. We do that a little bit for 90 Day, but mostly because 90 Day is a microscopic view of people's relationships. And so this is much more about plot and what happens.
Yes.
And honestly, we're not concerned about that. We're concerned about the ridiculous things we want to talk about. Or just things that interest us.
Yes, exactly. Exactly.
Yeah. Anyway, I think we're ready to start, and it's 23 minutes into the show.
Well, we started already.
Talked about the cast.
We had a little interstitial in there. They can fuck off. Enjoy. I've missed Poodle. I haven't seen him.
That's right. So, we haven't seen anybody either.
No, we had a couple of days off. Anyway, I'm in LA, but I'm quarantining right now just to make sure I didn't get the COVID at my dad's funeral. And then hopefully I'll see Poods tomorrow.
Because ain't nobody wearing a mask. In Ardmore, Oklahoma.
Even though we asked on the door, but nobody wore a mask.
Oh, really? You even said it?
Yes, we asked, but it was just me, my boyfriend, and then my sister-in-law who works for the Department of Health, and then the woman that I know that runs the Gay Pride, she wore one.
And everybody else is like, fuck masks.
And Darla said, I can't breathe in them well. I just can't breathe.
you also can't breathe when you're dead from COVID.
Exactly. Exactly.
So anyway, I want to just what is your first teabag now that we've talked about casts?
Well, my first teabag was Marco, but I already kind of brought that up.
Okay.
That he lives in LA.
Marcos.
Oh, I wrote it wrong. Oh, you know what happens when I write things wrong?
I know. You'll always say them wrong. Great.
Okay. My first teabag is going to be, let's talk about, everybody kind of shows up. The first thing kind of struck me was the crew meeting, the all crew meeting. That was very, very different than regular Below Deck, where Captain Daddy is kind of laying down the law. And
I'll fire you as soon as I can.
As soon as
you fuck up, you're fired.
And very different. Where Captain Glenn is, you know, he's like, I'm excited. He said, just a couple of rules. He said, and y'all pay attention. He said, no drinking on charter. And let's work on our communication. Because there was, I guess there was problems last season.
Yeah, with that's Daisy when the chef. Yeah, because none of the chefs didn't listen to Daisy.
No,
yeah.
And that's where Daisy said, I want respect this season. She sounded a little crazy when she said that.
Yeah, but that's every chief stew. She's a little high strung, but she needs to be. It's a leaner crew, so it's smaller and a little bit more hands on.
I get that.
Yeah. She actually has a little more, in a weird way, she almost has a little more power in this case. She's the ultimate hospitality person.
Yeah, that makes sense. It is a much, yeah, y'all, it's a big boat, but it's still a way leaner yeah. crew, like just a smaller boat. He's just very like, he's like, you know, just don't want to, and then he says, but tonight y'all have fun. Don't get crazy. I don't want anyone drunk on the dock. So just remember
Sandy
that.
Sandy would say,
that's what I was going to ask you. What would Captain Sandy say, Poodle?
You know, everyone, I'm so, so glad to have everyone back. And I just want to say,
Captain Sandy, this is my first time here. I'm not coming back this year. I'm new.
Oh, then there's a lot to say. Oh, there's a lot to say about how we do things here. You know, my number one rule is respect. My number one rule is respect. Okay. That means I need you to respect me at all times. And I promise I will do my best to respect you unless I see you with a vape pen. And then I'm going to chase you yelling at you. And I will say my other rule is leave me alone at night because that's when I'm watching St. Elsewhere.
Yes.
And Law and Order. And if you hear some buzzing, don't come a-knocking.
Gung, gung. Yeah, gung, gung. Gung, gung.
No, she's ridiculous. She's so fucking full of herself.
Oh, yeah.
Captain Glenn doesn't do any of that.
No.
He's just he's not there to self-aggrandizement. No, I used to really love Captain Lee, but I'm kind of, it's getting a little old for me. I'm like Captain Glenn all the way.
Now, so yeah. Is Captain Sandy not going to be on Below Deck Med?
They have not said. They have not.
Because we know that she's doing her lead her ship tour. And so
yeah.
We don't know if she's coming back or not.
Every time I say that, I die a little inside.
It's true. Okay, what was your first teabag?
Mine is, where is it? Oh, I loved the moment where they're basically, the stew meeting where oh, they were yeah, just yes. kind of meeting and, yes. and Daisy's like, so you guys are both pretty at the same level of experience, but Gabriella, I see you've done a little bit more. And Ash is like, yeah, I have, with her little vocal fry. Ash is like, yeah, I have done that. Me too. I can't wait to like that. And Gabriella's like, yeah, I've just done a little bit more bartending. She's like, okay, so you're second and you're third. And y'all, Ashley's face.
I wrote this down too.
She's like, goo. Like just a shit look.
So this is what I was going to ask you about that. Do you think, because it's a very different, but we have had some cast members, I didn't really love them, on Below Deck who came in hot as like the party people, let me make out with people, but then they also were the people that were always, you know, unhappy with shit. Is Ashley going to be that person?
100%.
I think she is too, y'all. She's going to be bitching that she's doing fucking laundry. Because they even showed a clip of her saying, I want to be a chief stew one day and I want to be up serving drinks with people.
Even though Daisy has said, everyone's going to do everything. You're going to be on night, so you will be dealing with people. She's going to be jealous of Gabriella from moment one. You already see her thirstiness. Y'all, she wants to be on TV. I promise you, that is her main goal. That was also Lexi's main goal, to be on television.
Didn't work for Lexi.
Yeah. Yeah.
Totally. Satan came out in her, and she she couldn't do that.
Anyway, so what's your – I just enjoyed that, her face. What's your next one?
I'm going to tell y'all my next teabag, it's a classic.
Oh, before you do that, we should take a break.
I'm going to tease you. I was going to tease him, but you interrupted me and ruined it.
Sorry, I hate teasing. I don't like it.
I love it. Get used to it.
I'm the tease here.
You know, that's funny you said that because, y'all, when we get back, I'm going to have a teabag, which is also – I think I'm going to have a lot of these. You know what? I'm going to call them – classic poods, a classic poods moment when we come back. Poodle, I gotta tell you, I think I just made one of the best investments for myself.
Oh, thank God. You got rid of those braces and decided to sew your mouth completely shut. Perfect.
No, the doctor just added 4 more months.
Oh, I think he's trolling me at this point.
No, see, now that I'm putting myself out there...
No one wants to hear about your dating life.
But you talk about yours all the time.
Because mine is interesting.
Well, I wanted to let you know that I took a page from your book and it worked.
Ooh, you slept with their ex to make them jealous?
No.
You pulled their credit report?
What?
Made a copy of their keys while they were sleeping?
How are you not in jail?
Deny, deny, deny.
No, Poodle. I decided to get myself a pair of Me Undies, great new underwear, which makes my important parts look more junk forward.
Junk forward? Wait, are you talking about the contoured pouch and ball caddy from Me Undies?
Yes, the contoured pouch and ball caddy from Me Undies.
I love the contoured pouch and ball caddy from Me Undies. There's no other way to date in this world. If you're not dating junk forward, you're doing it wrong.
I think you're right. And you never told me that they're so comfortable.
Well, usually I'm not wearing them that long, but yes, they are so soft, and the more you wash them, the softer they get, and they still keep you tucked and lifted in all the right places. When I wear them, I can barely keep men away from me. Oh, the way they stare. They look like burly, hungry cavemen searching for a nice meal after a long caveman day of nomadically crossing the tundra. To them, I'm like a piece of meat roasting over an open, smoky flame.
Speaking of smoking, not only does my junk look great in MeUndies, but my butt looks hot.
Okay, no one wants to hear your over-sexualized descriptions. Have some class.
Sissies, we've fallen in love with MeUndies, and you can too. They have a style for everyone. From all-black classics to fun, expressive prints, MeUndies has a look for everyone. Plus, they come in sizes extra small to 4XL, guaranteeing a flattering cut for everybody.
And MeUndies isn't just about underwear. Explore the lounge collection featuring joggers, hoodies, onesies, and more. With unmatched comfort, MeUndies' signature fabric is as soft as a warm hug from your favorite sweater. It's breathable, stretchy, and oh so comfy, making it ideal for all-day wear.
And they use sustainably sourced materials and work with partners that care for their workers.
And you know Mother Poodle loves a return policy. Not happy with the first pair of MeUndies? It's on MeUndies. Cough!
Sissies, good things come in big packages at MeUndies. Get 20% off your first order plus free shipping at MeUndies.com/RealityGaze.
That's MeUndies.com/RealityGaze for 20% off plus free shipping. MeUndies, comfort from the outside in. Sibling fights are unavoidable, but what if every fight you had was under a microscope on a global scale? That's the reality for brothers Prince William and Prince Harry. They were each other's closest friends and allies since the death of their mother, but that all began to crack as they married and took wildly different approaches to their royal duties.
Wondery's podcast, Dis and Tell, is hosted by comedians Sydney Battle and Matt Bellassai. Each episode unpacks one of pop culture's most iconic celebrity feuds, and they recently took a deeper look into the real reason William versus Harry started.
It's actually much bigger than these two brothers, stretching back into the history of the British monarchy. Did their feud start with the royal family's mistreatment of Meghan Markle, or was it something that started much earlier?
Follow Dis and Tell on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts.
To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies.
Oh my God, Poodle, I can't stop singing that song either. It's so catchy.
So catchy. Sissies, we are obsessed with the Songfinch original song that we premiered at the Toronto Live Show. Songfinch lets you create an original radio-quality song inspired by your own life and the people you love. It's completely unique, personal, and lasts forever.
For example, we wanted to create a song dedicated to our Canadian listeners, some of which have waited 4 to 5 years to see us live. After the show, we had so many people tell us how special the song made them feel, and we are still getting DMs and comments about it.
And the Songfinch songwriter was so clever, incorporating all our sissy references like Aunt Peggy's Lip, Elizabeth Smart, and even Keep Going Queens.
Yes. Songfinch walks you through a simple process to create your original song. Just tell them who the song is for, what style of song you want, and then share some personal details about your relationship. Then an actual Songfinch musician of your choice will write, record, and produce your original song in just 4 to 7 days.
You can also choose unique add-ons to make the gift even more personalized, like a vinyl record of your song or a piece of one-of-a-kind art made from your lyrics. You can even add your song to Spotify. With more than 350,000 happy customers, Songfinch is proud to be called the number one custom music company in the world.
Whether your song is for Mother's Day, Father's Day, an upcoming graduation or a wedding, or just to show a loved one how much you care, start your song now to lock in a top Songfinch artist.
And for a limited time, Songfinch is letting our listeners upload their song to Spotify for free, so you and the lucky person you gift it to can listen to it anywhere, anytime.
Go to songfinch.com/realitygaze and start your song. After you purchase, you'll be prompted to add Spotify streaming for your original song for free, a $50 value.
Again, our URL is songfinch.com/realitygaze. Don't forget to share your song with us, too.
Songfinch.com/realitygaze. Now, Gary, play us out with a little bit of our Songfinch original song to all our queens.
Love yourself, never be ashamed. Have hope and find your happy.
Hey, hey, our Canadian listeners. We know you get tired of waiting. Reality Gaze is coming to you. So no more complaining. To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies. Love yourself, never be ashamed. To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies. Love yourself, never be ashamed. Have hope and find your happy.
All right, y'all, this isn't on video, so instead of asking for people to raise hands, I'm just going to say, say I, matey. If you've ever gone up to someone to interrupt a conversation or to potentially hit on someone and use the phrase, can I borrow a ciggy? Say I, matey.
I, matey.
Y'all, this is a classic.
Ooh, done it. Poods, done it.
Classic. Y'all, Poods did this.
Can I bum a cig? Can I bum a cig?
From his early 20s.
Gay bar move, y'all.
Early 20s to mid 30s. Do you know, y'all, I would be standing, I'd hear you say, excuse me, can I borrow a cigarette? And I would just turn and walk away because that means I need to leave what's about to happen.
It also means I've got my sights on somebody.
Yeah.
Target acquired. Terminator. Target acquired.
Target acquired. They can stick it in now.
Approaching McDonald's at 3:30 a.m.
Boy.
I'd already planned that out too. Sometimes you're already thinking about your morning. You're like, need to cancel that because I'll need an extra 2 hours of sleep.
I'm gonna need to go get that McMuffin because I'm gonna need it.
Yep. Sometimes you need to know how long it's gonna take to get them in bed too. Sometimes you gotta get them. It's hard. You gotta get them away from their friends.
Yep.
It's rough. You do.
When Tom said that, I laughed. Now, but what that brings up for me more, there's gonna be this. Tom, do you think Ashley is going to build a love triangle between her, Tom, and Gary?
The only reason she did that with Gary is because she was drinking and she knew he liked her. And she said she probably thought, he's got a cute accent. She's thirsty. She's just, now I've got to say, it was a little gross the way she did it. And she basically said they were up there, you guys. And he was like, Gary was talking to her and she was like,
they already were flirting in the room when they were making the bed and stuff too.
Right. And she's like, yeah, I love it. I think about things slapping a lot. Now that's even too far for me. I think that's not true.
I've seen you in your late 20s. I'll be honest. I've done that too.
Yeah, that's I would think of something even more clever to say. But they're kind of talking and he's up there with her and he's like, the problem is my friend thinks you're cute, I'm not going to pursue you. And she's like, he's your friend, not your friend, you met him today. And it's just like, wow. That's cold even for me.
I think she's going to set up some type of love triangle because, y'all, she's a conqueror. She wants to conquer. And when she doesn't have the attention, she's not going to be happy. And totally. It is going to piss her off because we saw scenes. It's going to piss her off when Daisy and Gary fucking make out. Y'all, because Gary is into Daisy.
I don't think so. I think they were really drunk.
But he said, like, he even said that night, like, you wanted to fuck me.
I think Gary wants to fuck everybody.
He does. He is walking herpes.
Yeah, he's definitely had everything from coast to coast.
Oh, yes. Oh,
and
yes.
The weirdest thing is, to me, maybe I'm wrong, he's not that attractive. As far as South Africans go, he's down the list of attractiveness to me.
I haven't seen his body yet, and I don't think his dick is that amazing.
It's not. He even says, I've got a little dick. He even said that.
Yeah, well, I think we'll talk about, we're going to say we need more evidence. We're going to talk about dick size in episode 2, y'all. We don't want to be crass in the first episode.
Yeah, what did we already say that was just revolting?
Oh, you just talked about a robot. It's zeroing in on people to fuck you.
No, there was something else even earlier. I can't even remember it.
Somebody's remembered.
But what's
your next teabag?
I want to talk about Tom's moment a little bit where he's having a bunk with Captain Glenn, who's just sitting there reading Dan Brown on his iPad.
He is reading Dan Brown.
He's just trying to read his Dan Brown.
Yes, he is.
Or James Patterson in Peace.
Yes.
Let Captain Glenn read James Patterson.
Yes, or I bet he also likes the guy who wrote Jurassic Park.
Michael Crichton,
yes.
No, it's too edgy for him. He likes the mysteries. I don't think so.
Is he? I have to say, I'm not really into all these Jurassic Park movies because they scare me, but I am so excited that they're bringing back the old people for the new one.
Isn't it already out?
No, it's coming out like in the fall. It's the new one. Oh. And what's her name? From
Laura Dern.
Laura Dern and also the
Jeff
other
Goldblum.
Guy. And Jeff, they're all back.
Sam Neill, yeah.
Except for the chubby one from Seinfeld because he died, y'all. Remember, don't forget that. But you do see that dinosaur is back.
I don't think it's the same dinosaur. Just.
No, it's not Emil, the killing from before.
The dinosaur asked for too much money.
He was like, look, I've got a, I, look, my
He's
rider.
Family. He's become a mom. She's become a mom since then.
It's true. This is coming out
in
June.
It's not what I am anymore, the Velociraptor says.
Yes, it's not what I do.
I'm looking for other opportunities. I can see it. Tom, I was just talking about, he's basically saying, I'm going to be sick. And he's like climbing over Captain Glenn, puking. And he's like, I'm just going to stay here. I got to be where I'm low to the ground. I will say, his arms are amazing, Tom. He's been working on his body.
I think he has a nice body, but y'all, he can't stop looking in the mirror.
No, he loves himself a lot.
He loves himself a lot.
He's not going to be a favorite.
No, he wants to be a reality star too, y'all.
Yeah.
Tom wants an OnlyFans. That's what Tom wants.
Yep. That's like everybody. He could have gone on Too Hot to Handle. Like easily. Yeah.
He just
rolled the dice.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
What's your next one?
We already talked about this, but it's when Gary called Ashley, you're the naughtiest person I've ever met in my life. Poodle. If anybody's had someone say that to them, just say, I matey.
They haven't said you're the naughtiest one. They've kind of looked at me with a little bit of fear in their eyes and says, you're fucking dirty.
I love this show because I'm just able to read Poodle for Phil.
Like they didn't know what I was going to do. And I don't like to admit to this, but you're right. Someone did look, I'd said something so foul, like in the middle of some naked time. And the guy actually stopped what he was doing. He's like, that's fucking filthy. And we got back to it. I'm all about the dirty talk, y'all.
I love dirty talk, too. I'm all for it.
Oh, boy. Sometimes I say things and I'm like, ooh, even me.
Now, here's what we're watching. So they all got pretty drunk, y'all. And finally, Tom is getting down. Captain Glenn. Okay, this is where I was like, this is a departure. Captain Glenn gets up and says, hey, guys, you need to go to bed. And Daisy says, can we finish our beers? And he says, nope. Everybody needs to go to bed now.
But he did it in a way that wasn't shaming.
I mean, can you imagine if this was Captain? Well, first of all, Captain.
Captain Sandy would have never gotten out of bed.
Oh, well, no, she can't hear them because y'all, Cagney Lacey plays all night while she sleeps. So she can't hear.
No.
She can't hear over it. But why am I blanking on his name? Captain Lee. Y'all, Captain Lee would have. Nobody would have slept in Captain Lee's cabin.
No, absolutely not.
But second of all, he would have completely like lost his shit on these people.
Yep.
I was shocked at how nice. Again, Coach Warner never got upset when. No matter what, even if you messed up. We were younger when we were playing. You know, one time. I'm not going to say, well, his name was, it's a dumb name, but whatever. Oh, he had a kid. I can't believe I've ever said his name. His name was Lee Leroy. So his last name was Leroy and his first name was Lee.
What? Lee Leroy?
Lee Leroy. And so,
Lee or Lee Leroy?
Well, we call him Lee Leroy. He moved away when I was in like sixth grade. I don't know where he lives now. But anyway.
Good God.
Lee Leroy ended up getting the basket and he didn't get a lot. But he was so excited. He went to the other team's side and shot the basket for them and made a point. And Coach Warner said, son, that was a good layup. Just do it on the other side. But you're getting your form. And
God bless those children who score on their own goals.
God bless.
Let's take a moment and say a prayer for those children who score their own baskets because they're just trying.
This was in the fifth grade, though. You're old enough to know
it
better.
It should have known better.
It should. You're old enough to know better.
But I'm still too young to care.
He was younger, but that was kind of the way. That was kind of way Captain Glenn was about this. I mean,
a moment of silence for Lee Leroy. Come on.
No, again, really.
I still don't believe Oklahoma's real.
No, I think he moved up to Pryor. So I don't know where he lives now.
Okay.
Yeah.
So is it my turn? No, I think maybe I just went.
Kawita. I don't know where he moved.
It's not anyway. Important.
Okay,
it's
sorry. Go ahead. Okay.
Is yeah, it my turn or your turn?
It is your turn. Go ahead.
I want to talk about dinner. When the guests come in, okay. You guys, let's talk about the charter guests.
Yeah.
And it's a charter for kind of Black entrepreneurs and to celebrate their success. And everyone looks like they're having a really good time. The guests are having a great time. Marcos has got canapes that are knocking them out of the park.
It looks really good.
Instead of like fucking cheese and crackers.
It looks really good.
And this chef seems to know what he's doing. And everything looks good. And the guests are loving it. Dinner's great. Now, at one point, the guests go, and it did. There was a 4-course meal, and everything was. And if you, on a ship, they don't really give you. I will say they don't give you a ton of food, which is fine because you had appetizers and stuff beforehand. These guests still want food. Now, instead of losing their shit like Adam or some other chef would have, even Rachel probably would have lost her shit a little bit.
Oh
and
yeah,
and been annoyed. This chef went, okay, I'm gonna make some shrimp. Sure thing. Here you go. He made some shrimp. They were fine. Cause that's and Daisy's like, thank you so much. It's great to have someone who doesn't blow up in my fucking face.
So this is what I was gonna ask you. Do you feel like it's see, normally I would say, you know, the chef plans a meal and that's just kind of rude. But this you've seen more seasons of this. Is that considered okay to do on this boat? Because I feel like maybe it is, because that's the whole point of this boat is you rent this charter, anything anytime you want, right?
You do what the guests ask. Doesn't okay. matter. You can say, here's what I'm gonna do. And then if the guests have other ideas, you're like, okay, let me change my plan. Cause you're not gonna get a good tip and you're gonna get it's whatever the guest wants.
Yeah, because as long as everyone's safe, as long as the guests aren't
jeopardizing your safety.
Okay.
You know, and you're there as the chef to make sure they're having the best possible time.
Yes.
So, I mean, it's happened before on Below Deck when the guests are still hungry, but it doesn't really matter. It doesn't really matter to he's just like, oh, I got to do this. He doesn't get pissy about it. He's like, oh, okay, no. I'll do this. Good for Marcos, y'all.
Good for Marcos.
That's a feather in Marcos's cap.
Speaking of, I want you to look at the picture I just sent you from Marcos's Instagram.
Oh, my. Oh, holy hell.
His Instagram, he doesn't have that many shirtless pictures, but when they are, you can't tell it. Y'all, he is brawny. He is a brawny man. Ooh, with some tattoos on him.
I'm about to excuse myself into an interior room. We need to finish this.
Okay. Kelsey's using her hair as dental floss.
I saw that, and that's going to divide the world. I was grossed out by it.
I was grossed out by this. And also, yeah. You know what I was more than grossed out? I don't think your hair is good dental floss.
I agree. It seems like it would break.
It seems like it would break. It seems like it's so thin and shiny. It's not going to clean out anything. It's not going to. It's not gonna have a good coarseness.
I don't want to die on this hill, though. I'm sure there'll be people who say it's perfectly normal to do, but it's not for me.
All I have is what happened at the end, and then that's all.
Let's talk about this. I love y'all. The guests are having a great. Having a great time.
Yeah,
everyone's in a great mood. It's good vibes only.
Yeah, the ladies are like, they're like, oh, so it's good. They seem super fun. There's even the gay. Is this he the same one that commented on how hot the guy was?
Earlier. Yeah.
Oh, it was him. So they all the women
everyone's
go to
having
bed.
A great time, and everyone is that they kind of go to bed. It's the best charter guest, you guys, because they go to bed early.
Yeah,
and then this one creeper is there. Talking to Gabriella.
Mokoro, I think it's his name.
I can't remember his name, but oh my God. Y'all,
he's a primary though.
I got the primary. I got creeped out through the television.
It was gross. It was really gross.
And so he's taken to Gabriella, and he's like, "So, what are you going to do after this? Do you like anybody on the boat?" It was such predatory behavior, and he's like, "I don't even like girls, but there's something about you I like." Y'all, my skin started to crawl.
It was gross.
Just the way to talk to another person like this doesn't matter if they're your if they're and there they to serve
says,
you.
He even says like. I like men.
You're
like
sexy. Women.
And she's like, "Yeah, I like whatever." And he said, "I got a little dick." That's when I went, "No, this is not shit you say to a charter person."
No, it's disgusting. This is when someone should have intervened, but hopefully Gabriella says, "No, I got this." And you know what she said? She's like, "You know, I'm going to take this as an exercise to figure out how to tell people to respect me." In this, and I was like, "That's a great way to think about this."
Now, if she wanted to tell the captain and get the people like kicked off, get him kicked off the boat, I think she's well within her right to do that.
But in this case, she's weighing it. She's weighing it. Yeah. And she's also remember this is her first charter, so
it is. Yeah. So, yeah. Anyway, I can't.
Women out there, and some men, but. Women out there who've been servers, you all know what she's been through. You all have experienced it. Men talk like that, and they think they can because they either sound like they have more money than you, or they think you're there to serve them, or it's a gross relationship. And he's of a certain age too, which puts him in that sweet spot. But yeah. It's all men. That's why heterosexual men are the worst. Sorry. And this guy's not even that.
They're, oh, Lord. Okay. Well, on that, we're going to go.
All men are terrible.
That I can get more behind. All right, everybody. That's the show. You can go to realitygaze.com. Come see us in Los Angeles at the Regent Theater. We're very excited to be there in 3 days.
With Dateline Kitty and Kimberly.
And maybe some other. I'm kidding. Nobody else is showing up. But.
Is anybody else coming?
Y'all, buy some merch. We're hauling those mugs there in Poodle's car.
Get your mugs.
Poodle's going to have to clean out his back seat of all his leather shit. So if he's got to clean all that out to haul merch.
If I've got to clean out that sex sling, the backup.
The backup. That's work. So everybody,
two.
Go to our Linktree link. That's where you can buy tickets. You can buy tickets for the LA show, for Portland, Seattle that are coming up. Remember Philadelphia, Philly. Those are selling out. The link is on our Linktree as well. Ooh, for that.
Philly boys.
You need to get your tickets now if you want that, everybody. All right, everybody. You can follow us on TikTok, Instagram. You know the deal. And until
you don't remember how to end the show.
I do remember this one.
Okay.
But y'all, we're excited that the season's going to be good. If you don't
want to listen. I'm so heartened by this episode. Do.
If you don't want to listen to the show with commercials, you can subscribe to our Patreon or Supercast at the $8 tier, and you will be able to get those shows, all of our shows, commercial free for your pleasure.
Also, if you have been living under a rock, Love is Blind season 2 is out on Netflix right now. Y'all, everyone's joining. You might as well just be on the bandwagon. Watch the show. We're doing it on our $5 Patreon. Join the cult. It's time.
It's so good. It's worth it.
Finale is tomorrow.
We do want to remind people, if you do subscribe to Patreon, the way their billing works, if you subscribe now at the end of the month, you charge now, and then at the first of the month, you're charged again, because y'all, you pay by monthly. It's like a gym membership kind of a thing. Yeah. You don't pay, so, and it's not pro, that's how it is. So
I would say if you want to listen to Love is Blind, subscribe on the first of the month.
Yeah, sorry. Subscribe on the month. Yeah, whatever. I just don't want somebody who subscribes on the 25th and then sends us an email in 5 days. I'm going to be doing a live show. I'm cleaning out my dad's house. I don't have time. So that's how it works, y'all. Sorry. Just want to let everybody know.
That'll fall to me.
No, you're not emailing them either. We don't have time. They should have read the rules. It's on our Patreon. Yeah. All right, everybody. We're excited to talk about this show. We'll see you next week. But until then, everyone, it's Anchors Again.
sibling fights are unavoidable, but what if every fight you had was under a microscope on a global scale? That's the reality for brothers Prince William and Prince Harry. They were each other's closest friends and allies since the death of their mother, but that all began to crack as they married and took wildly different approaches to their royal duties.
Wondery's podcast, Dis and Tell, is hosted by comedians Sydney Battle and Matt Bellassai. Each episode unpacks one of pop culture's most iconic celebrity feuds, and they recently took a deeper look into the real reason William versus Harry started.
It's actually much bigger than these two brothers, stretching back into the history of the British monarchy. Did their feud start with the royal family's mistreatment of Meghan Markle, or was it something that started much earlier?
Follow Dis and Tell on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts.
How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment. Look younger, feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC. Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.